Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kick off NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Join today. Get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed. All you got to do is place your first $5 bet. Sign up with promo code 2400 to get in on the action, and then you can turn game day into payday all season long. And the best part, take that 150 in free bets. There's big games every weekend, ones you'll have big opinions on, and you can get on your way. Play your way. Bet on more than just the final score. Wager on everything from touchdowns to total yards to catches. You name it, FanDuel's got more markets than anybody. You can even combine your bets for a chance of a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code 2400. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
When T-Mobile says we've got you covered, we mean it. We've invested billions to light up our best network yet, covering 99% of people in America. And great coverage is just the beginning. Every year, families and small businesses can save up to $900 versus Verizon when they switch to T-Mobile. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store and switch today.
Coverage not available in some areas. Savings with four lines based on analysis of Verizon and T-Mobile national postpaid smartphone bills, rate plan features, taxes and fees, and savings may vary. See details at T-Mobile.com.
In this town, there is no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
It's always game day in Cleveland. He's Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. Still looking back and ahead at what's up for the Browns right now. And it's brought to you, this podcast is, locally by Smiley One Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Bryant and Smiley One, the right choice for your comfort. All right, let's talk about the combination that helped the Browns win their first game of the season with against Carolina and Baker Mayfield, whose name we haven't even said once in this podcast today. So that's one if you want to keep score at home. Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt were outstanding. Nick Chubb was unreal at times, unstoppable. And what I thought was interesting is the Browns ran the ball 39 times if you want to include Schwartz's run and Jacoby Brissett's four runs. So Schwartz had two and Jacoby Brissett had four. So 33 of the 39 runs came from Chubb or Hunt. 39, though, is also the number that topped the NFL through Monday night's game for number of rushes. Only the Philadelphia Eagles ran the ball as many times as the Cleveland Browns. So I think there were a lot of people, Daryl, that were watching the game, especially coming out of the first half, saying, why would the Browns even want to throw the ball at all? Keep running.
Yeah, 100%. And as we have talked about, they're not counting on Jacoby Brissett to carry the team, but they are counting on Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt to carry the team, both literally and figuratively. And when you have the offensive line that you have, you can afford to do it. And Wyatt Teller, was asked about this formula of run the ball, do just enough in the passing game, quality special teams, defensive pressure up front to rattle quarterbacks. And is this what it's going to be in 2022?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the formula that we've always wanted to kind of, portray. Obviously, our defense played really well. There was a handful of plays that, changed it, but brought them close. But for the most part, three phases of football working together, complementary football, that's how you win games.
And the reason they're able to do this is because you have such a prolific back in Nick Chubb, who, by the way, has been nominated for the Ground Player of the Week Award. When they want to sponsor the podcast, I'll say who sponsors that award.
So there you go. That's the way to make some cash. Good job.
So if you'd like to sponsor it, well, then we'll use your name.
It's the
Ground Player of the Week Award.
How's that sound? We can deliver.
Yeah. He's got some stiff competition. We'll talk about that in a second, but what was amazing about that 141 yard performance is over 110 yards of that came after contact.
Yeah. I think I saw a play where he jump cut 15 times in one play. It was unbelievable. He's a talented back. He's not the only one back there that's talented. We have multiple players that can play at a very high level, which makes our job easier. You only got to give them a yard or two and they'll squeeze through and score a touchdown. It's an absolute blessing to have those guys behind you. But we got to do our job. And as an offensive line, we take pride in being able to put, rushing yards on the ground and, be able to play, complementary football with our defense, where if we have, 39 minutes of, possession or 40 minutes of possession, it's hard to beat a team like that.
I mean, how can you argue against the guy that averaged 6.4 yards a carry yesterday?
You'd have to have bigger, better numbers with a different kind of win. That's the only way you could argue. So who do you think he's up against this week?
So the stiff competition for this award this week, they actually put up better numbers than Chubb did. You have DeAndre Swift of the Lions. He had 144 yards and a touchdown on 15 carries, but the Lions lost to the Eagles 38-35. Jonathan Taylor of the Colts, 161 yards and a score on 31 carries, but the Colts tied the Texans 20-20.
What was the average on his? Can you think that out?
I don't do math.
Just tell me, how many yards did he have?
Let me get
161.
Let me get the calculator here. Here we go. 161 divided by 31. He averaged 5.19 yards per carry.
So neither one of those guys averaged as many carries. I think the touchdown helps him the tie, but getting the win might push him over the edge to win the award.
Swift averaged 10.3 yards a carry almost. So this might be one of those weeks where Nick Chubb just says, it was an honor to be nominated.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View, September 17th, Part 3. Canelo versus Triple G to take the trilogy. Bad blood, a score to settle, controversy, brutality, pure hostility. For victory, for history, for the trilogy. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin. September 17th, live on DAZN Pay-Per-View. Visit DAZN.com.
All right, so let's do this. Let's talk more about the general concept, because I think there were a lot of fans in that first quarter when Kevin Stefanski put Chubb and Hunt out there at the same time. They were like, all right, Kev kind of gets us now.
Yeah, and it's something that has not been available to them. Like, I get the criticism, but Kareem Hunt wasn't available for half the season last year. So it's hard to, you know, establish that. And also the night is deep. And when you look at 2020, it was a couple of series of Chubb, then a couple of series of Hunt, then a couple of series of Chubb, then back to Hunt, then back to Chubb. Fourth quarter comes, defense is gassed, and then Chubb and Hunt really, really super go off.
Gives the defense a tough time. And there were plenty of snaps versus that defense of looks like that. So we'll continue to explore those type of things. You know, part of the offensive game plan is always to do what we do, but also try to do things that may give them problems. So moving forward, definitely could see something like that growing.
I think it's fair to say that Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb on the field at the same time gives opposing defenses problems. I think that's a fair statement, Andy.
There were people trying to argue with us last week about that. There's only one football, and you're telling them that only one guy can get the ball. I'm like, yeah, but if Kareem Hunt splits out and now you're going trips to the right or trips to the left, you now have three wide receivers out there where you may not have, and you can spread the wealth. You can do – I mean, that might free up the tight end. There's a million things that happen when you set up with those two backs. And, like, it's frustrating to listen to people say, well, why would you put them out there at the same time? Why wouldn't you put them out there at the same time is what I ask.
Well, especially when you don't have a lot of prolific weapons in your passing game either. Like, that's the thing. Because both Chubb and Hunt give you prolific weapons in the passing game. In addition to what they do on the ground, they can catch the ball. I mean, first touchdown of the season went to Kareem Hunt. I know it was 1 yard throw, but that, right? Lined up as a fullback, came out of the backfield. There was nobody within the state of North Carolina close enough to him. He was that wide open in the end zone for the touchdown. Second touchdown, he broke through for a 24-yard run. I mean, of the six longest plays offensively for the Cleveland Browns against the Carolina Panthers, five of them were authored by Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Like, I don't get it either. And those guys just do what's called, they're called dirty runs when you're breaking tackles and that. And this was Stefanski talking about the dirty runs that they consistently get from those two players.
You know, you want to block these things up perfectly and you want to give the runner a clean hole and that type of thing. But there are plenty of dirty runs. And they occur because the defense is pretty good and they're trying to stop the run. So for us, mentality wise, when we are running the ball, we want to finish our guy. We want our guy, just eliminate one guy. You eliminate one guy. And even if that means we're leaving our runners one to make a miss, we have confidence that they'll do it. When it's blocked perfectly, you know, I think about the Kareem's run, his touchdown was blocked really, really well, read it really well, got through the first and second level of the defense and scores. And then you got moments where they know we're running it and it's messy in there and there's bodies all over the ground and these guys are jumping over people. So, again, the guys work really hard and I think it does give the O-line, the tight ends, the wide receivers, it does put in their mindset that they just got to finish their man.
Yeah, so for the Kevin Stefanski doesn't say anything in his press conferences, like that's a real nice breakdown from him.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, you're right. All right, let's come back. Speaking of breakdowns, there were defensive breakdowns that we need to talk about too. So we'll get to that. If you like what you're listening to, subscribe to the podcast. We love having you on board. He's Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.